Okay, listening to Amud Chazara, Daniel Eisenberg, Maseches Erevin, Daf Mem Aleph Amud Aleph. Yirtzeh Hashem tonight, the Siyum on the third parak of Erevin, parak B'chol Ma'arvin, as well as volume 2 of the Masifta for those who are using the Masifta. Okay, and some birthdays as well, apparently, possibly. Okay, where are we? So we're going to start from the bottom of Mem Amud Beis. Mem Aleph Amud Aleph is the simon is it's ma, right? He's mechalek. Rabbi Goldhar is mechalek between Mem Hay and Mem and any Alephs and Hays as aw and ah. So like Lamed Hay and Lamed Aleph. Lamed Aleph was ma, so it's like a judge. Is Lamed Hay was la 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 a choir. So Mem Aleph is Ma, and in particular, Grandma. Right? Maybe you remember the Grandpa from Pei Aleph. So this is his wife. So the Grandma, and there's going to be one Zikra point from tonight's Amud. But let's start at the bottom. Three lines from the bottom on Mem Amud Beis. V'Amar Rabba, Ki Avinah Be Rav Huna. So this is a series of questions that were asked to Rabba when they were at the Be Rav. That's at the Be Rav Huna, the Academy for Huna. Iboilan, they asked us, Bar Be Rav de Yosef Betanis B'Malei Shabso, a member of the Bnei Yeshiva, who is sitting in a fast day on Erev Shabbos, Mahu La Shlume. Is he supposed to finish his fast? Meaning, if he completes the day in his fast, he's going to be fasting a little bit into Shabbos. Because, you know, when the day ends and the next day begins, it's hard to pinpoint that exact moment. So if he completes his fast day, when he's sure the day is over, he's probably going to be fasting on Shabbos. And the question is he supposed to do that, or is he supposed to end his fast a little bit earlier to make sure that he's not eating on Shabbos? The premise is that the Friday goes into Shabbos, and it's kind of a blur when exactly Friday ends and Shabbos begins. So someone would complete his Friday fast. He's fasting on Friday, so if he were to complete his fast, meaning I'm not eating until he's sure that the fast is over, that would already be also when Shabbos has started.
So can you make a tonight that any extension of the fast into Shabbos should not be considered an extension of the fast?
Make a tonight?
Okay, when you're in shul, you're not eating. Right? Friday night, you're in shul, you're not eating. Usually at night. So any extension of the fast is merely...
No, but you're hungry. Meaning, so we're gonna be machalik between a regular Friday, but you're very, very hungry, and every moment that goes by, so now there's gonna be time where it's already Shabbos, and you're hungry, and you're not eating, and you're starving because you've been eating all day. So are you? So, but maybe that's okay. Maybe that's part of the deal of the fast.
It's hard to determine exactly when it's safe.
Yeah. Right, and it could be they also for davening sometimes. Right, it's once you daven, you're chayav in kiddush, and it could be that, you know, as we see in Arve Pesachim, being the map of the Morse, right, the person. Maybe that too. Okay, so anyway, so lo have it be a day. Rabbi didn't have the answer. Asay the commander of Yehuda, and he went to Rav Yehuda, as we saw, and Rav Yehuda is like a, you know, older. He's a second generation Amora, and we saw previously when they didn't know, Rabba didn't know the question that was asked in Bei Rav Huna, so he went to Rav Yehuda, and Rav Yehuda had the answer. So over here, V'lo Hava B'Day, Rav Yehuda also didn't have the answer. Amar Rav said, let's take a look. Let's try to figure this out. Now, Rava is actually the next generation, so it could be this is actually not even... Rava and Rava interacted, but I don't know if Rav Yehuda was still around at the time. But next day, let's take a look. Let's take a look. The time we learned in the Brisa, Tishba of Shecholios B'Shabbos. If Tisha B'Av falls out on Shabbos, V'chein Erev Tisha B'Av Shecholios B'Shabbos, and so too Erev Tisha B'Av that falls out on Shabbos. Ochel v'shos the kol tzarcho, umale al shulchano afilu kesuda shlama b'shaso. That, so if Tisha B'Av is a Shabbos, or if Erev Tisha B'Av is a Shabbos, meaning Erev Tisha B'Av is a Shabbos, meaning Tisha B'Av is really Sunday, and so You know, so, and as Shabbos ends, it's going to be, you know, borderline Tisha B'Av. But nevertheless, you're allowed to, and really actually Rashi Lavish over here, that there's a limitation, even Erev Tisha B'Av, what you should eat. No, the Suda Mafsekes, Lo Yachal Shnei Tavshilin, says Rashi. It's a Gemara in Tanis. V'lo Yachal Basar, V'lo Yishtayah. You're not supposed to have certain things, even Erev Tisha B'Av, but what if Erev Tisha B'Av is Shabbos? So in both of these cases, you can even have a Suda like Shlomo in his time. Shlomo B'Shato. So what does it mean in this time? So Rashi says over here, interestingly, that Shahisa Shato Amedisloba Malchusa, when he had a good time, meaning there's a certain time, because he was both a king, and at one point he became a hedyot. He became a regular person. What that means, it's referring to a Gemara, I forgot where the main source of the Gemara is. It says over here, it's Gittin, but it's referenced in other places as well, including this Gemara, which is quoted in Tanis. I think Rashi might be in more detail over there, that Shlomo Melech was not always king. There's a... fascinating. That's one way to put it. Fascinating Maisa about the king of demons. I don't know if I'm supposed to say his name. Replaced him, took the image of him. He appeared as Shlomo, and Shlomo Melech actually has to go around knocking on doors, saying I'm Shlomo Melech, and people don't even believe him. But Shlomo Melech was deposed, and actually for quite a long time, according to that Gemara, however we may understand it, you mean perhaps even 40 years, it could be he never even returned to his states. It's very, very interesting. So it means Shlomo Melech Bashato at the time when he was good, not the peasant, which is kind of obvious. Like, yeah, it doesn't mean Shlomo Melech as Shlomo Melech the peasant. It means Shlomo Melech the Melech. I have another pshat, which I have like a whole essay on it in my notes of Maseches Tanis, which is a nice idea. I think that it's a reference to Shlomo Melech's big moment. What would you say is like the big moment of Shlomo Melech's career?
He told the ladies not to cut the baby in half.
Right. One of his most famous moments, but I would say Binyan Beis HaMikdash. Okay. Binyan Beis HaMikdash, that's big. That's pretty big. Binyan Beis HaMikdash is, I would say that's Shlomo Melech Peshato. And what's Peshato over here? That's the time, because why are we saying that this is what you're allowed to have on Shabbos? Shabbos Tisha B'Av, you're allowed to have a suda even Kishlomo Melech Peshato. But I'm saying what Shlomo Melech Peshato is code word for a suda of celebration of a Beis HaMikdash. Right, that's what it is. Right, and on Shabbos, you can even have a suda, even if it's Shabbos Tisha B'Av, you're allowed to have a suda of celebration of Binyan Beis HaMikdash. Why? Because Shabbos and Beis HaMikdash are very much connected. Shabbos, right? What does Shlomo HaMelech say? The Pasuk in Melechim that he says, Baruch Hashem Asher Nasan Menucha Le'am Yisrael. When the Beis HaMikdash is built, we say it in the Kol Mekadesh, right? Baruch Hashem Asher Nasan Menucha Le'am Yisrael. The Beis HaMikdash is called Menucha. Shabbos is called Menucha, right? The Beis HaMikdash is in space what Shabbos is in time. So when you enter Shabbos, it's as if 24, 25 hours you're actually in the Beis HaMikdash. So perhaps you can say over here that Shlomo Melech Bashato is Shlomo Melech celebrating Binyan Beis HaMikdash, and on Shabbos, that's why you don't fast on Tisha B'Av. Even if it's Shabbos Tisha B'Av, but on Shabbos, no, it's okay. You could have a if you could have a Suda like Shlomo Melech did, because Shlomo Melech Suda was a Binyan Beis HaMikdash Suda. So I have, like, if you want, I can send you my essay which elaborates a little bit more, but that's basically the idea, the suggestion of what this might mean. Anyway, so but this next point is going to be significant. Is very significant. Chol Yos B'Tisha B'Av. Be'erev Shabbos. Chol Yos Tisha B'Av. If it falls out on Tisha B'Av, be'erev Shabbos mevi'in lo kebetzav ochel kedei shlo yikanes lo Shabbos kishu umuna. So let's say Tisha B'Av falls out on Shabbos. By the way, Tisha B'Av does still fall out on Shabbos, but not on Erev. I don't think it falls out on Erev Shabbos anymore. I don't think it falls out on Friday anymore. But over here, if Tisha B'Av falls out on Friday, we bring an egg and have him eat an egg so he doesn't enter into Shabbos fasting. This is a brisa that clear. It's a brisa that says that you don't go into even if you don't complete your Friday fast. Even if it's Tisha B'Av, which is a serious fast, you don't complete the fast because you don't want to go into Shabbos fasting. I will note also that it says an egg. What my dafka an egg? It could be because an egg is a symbol of mourning. So even if you're going to eat, it could be it retains some of that. Maybe, yeah. It's kibetza. Yeah. Mevi'in lo kibetza. It's a shear. Okay, good. good. Yes, good.
I like both.
I'll pijash. It could be also doing something like that, keeping the theme of it. But yeah, it's a shir. Mavian lo kibetza. Thank you. Local kibetza lo yikanes lo Shabbos. Kishumuuna, you shouldn't go into Shabbos fasting. So this seems to answer the question. But the truth is, it's going to be a little bit more complicated as usual. Tanya, he lunch with Bryce. It's really machlokas tonight. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, pamachas. I wonder what's this little gear set change over here? The little aleph. Does it say?
Rabban Gamliel.
No, the little there. Shemun Tanya. Okay, Vitanya. Okay. So I don't know. Could be he's just quoting. Like I said, I would expect like a kitanoi, really. It's a machlokas tanoim, but we'll see. Tanya, we went to the Brisa. Rabbi Yehuda pamachas hayinu yoshin lefnei Rabbi Akiva. One time we were sitting before Rabbi Akiva. V'tisha b'av shechol yosh b'erev Shabbos haya. It was a Friday tisha b'av. V'yulo beitza gogoles. What do they bring? They brought an actual egg over here. It's not just kibetza. It's an actual egg. Megugoles, which means rolling, which Rashi explains over here. Also back in Shabbos, I think Lamed Tes, we learned about this. Around there. Maybe it was actually in Shabbos? Yeah, right. Yeah. So where the egg that's a little bit cooked, sluya racha, it's like roast a little bit, it will start to roll. That's like that's derech bishula, as we learned in Masechet Shabbos a long time ago. So they brought in this beitza megugolas, a little bit of cooked egg, the gaman, he like below melach, and he swallowed it without salt. Sounds delicious. Velo shahaya tavla, and not because he was hungry for that. You know who? Wow, who would be? Right, but not because he had a taiva for it. El laharos l'tamidim halacha, because he was trying to teach the tamidim halacha. Rashi says she'ein mashlim etanis erev Shabbos. It was erev Shabbos, so he said before I finish, I'm going to have a kibetza's worth of an actual beitza to show them. Rabbi Yossi Omer, and Rabbi Yossi says in the same braisa, Mis'ana umashlim, you actually complete the fast. Tosos up here, this is like the fun size Tosos, right? Quoting the Tosos Shantz, it says that, quoting Rabbi Nachananel, that there's a Kabbalah that Rabbi Akiva osa shana mesukan haya, he was actually pretty sick. This is how Rabbi Yossi understands it. Rabbi Akiva was really sick that year. The Vil Rabbi Akiva harofim legama beitzas megugoles. So the doctors actually prescribed him to have this egg. Rabbi Yehuda, lo doctic, Rabbi Yehuda wasn't so, you know, maybe he wasn't aware, he didn't take note of this. Lefikach samach al-masha rav, lo yada ha'ikar, al-masha asakach. Matam was the Haishata, Malia, Malia, okay. So anyway, so this seems to be Rabbi Yossi's understanding. Rabbi Yossi is a Talmud of Rabbi Akiva. Why is Rabbi Yossi going against Rabbi Akiva? So it's could be Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yehuda witnessed the same incident, but he didn't know that Rabbi Yossi is like, no, he was sick that year. That's why. But it's not, in general, you should complete the fast. Rabbi Yehuda didn't understand that way. So here we have this machlokas. Now Rabbi Yossi responds to Rabbi Yehuda and anybody else who agrees with him. Amar lehen Rabbi Yossi, Yatem modim li betesba av shachol yos ve'echa b'shabes shemafsik mi ba'od yom. Wouldn't you admit to me that if it was Shabbos Tisha B'Av, Tisha B'Av Shechol Yos Be'echad B'Shabbos, Tisha B'Av was Sunday, so Shabbos is Erev Tisha B'Av, that you would be mafsik when it's still day before, right? I think we have this past year, 2 years ago, where Shabbos is Erev Tisha B'Av, and you already stop eating around Shalosh Shudas time. You stop eating a little bit before. Why? For the same reason. We don't know when Tisha B'Av actually comes in, so we are on the side of caution and fast a little bit on Tisha B'Av. Amrulo Aval, they say, yeah, right? Aval, we've seen this a bunch of times. Aval over here means true, as Rashi says over here, but MS. Had a few Hillel Shammai's. Don't you admit this? Aval. So, Amar Lehen. So we said to them. He followed up. Mali lekanes b'kishu ma'una. Mali letzis b'manam kishu ma'una. They said, what's the difference if you enter it fasting a little bit or leave fasting a little bit? The bottom line is, whether you're fasting a 15 minutes at the beginning of Shabbos, 15 minutes at the end of Shabbos, what's the difference?
It's a big difference.
So that's what the Chum say. Amrulo, it's a big difference. In my mind, let's say man, shahari achal v'shasa kol yom. I was eating and drinking all day. No yom kulo. Tomar likanes bo kishahu ma'una shalo achal v'shasa kol yom kulo. But if you're starving on Friday, it makes a big difference. Those 10 minutes, those 15 minutes, 20 minutes, whatever it is. Right. Nevertheless, Amar Ula halacha Rabbi Yossi. But nevertheless, the halacha is in accordance, says Ula, with Rabbi Yossi. And which would see, would, but don't paskin yet. We have another half an hour.
Mitzvah of Bishlam. Yeah, okay.
Right, so that you would complete the fast. So meaning, okay, if everybody again, everyone agrees that
Esther B'Tavis falls out on Friday, we do all the fasts all Friday.
Yeah, right. But let's get there. Yeah. So but everyone agrees that Shabbos, you're gonna fast the last few minutes of Shabbos if it leads into a fast, at least Tisha B'Av. Everyone agrees that much. And Ula Paschal like Rabbi Yossi that even Erev Shabbos you're gonna fast a little bit going into Shabbos. Now the Gemara says, hold on, Umi Avdina Rabbi Yossi, is that true that we hold like Rabbi Yossi? But we're gonna contradict that. Ain goes in Tanis al Tzibor Rashi Chadashim B'Chanukah B'Purim. We're not goes there Tanis on a Tzibor, on Rosh Chodesh or on Chanukah or on Purim. But if they began, ain mafsikin. But we don't interrupt. Divrei Rabbi Gamliel. Now what that means? Rashi says over here that the way I originally understood this before taking a look at Rashi is just that the Gemara in Tanis speaks about sometimes they had series of fasts. For no rain, for example, and they would have a series of three fasts, a Monday, Thursday, Monday fast, then there was another series of three fasts, and there was a series of seven fasts. Rashi seems to hear over there, sometimes they would have like 20 days of fasting for certain tragedies or disasters. But anyway, if you can start it, you can't say, okay, we're fasting on Chanukah, we're fasting on Purim, we're fasting on Rosh Chodesh. But if you have a series of fasts and one of the later days in the series automatically comes on them, so you would fast on those days. You don't interrupt the series of fasts for Rosh Chodesh, Chanukah, or Purim. That's Rabbi Gamliel's opinion. Rabbi Meir, afal pi shama Rabbi Gamliel ein mafsikin. It's true. That's what he says. But modah yesha ein mashlimin. But he holds that you wouldn't complete the fast if it's Hanukkah, it's Purim. So you'll fast most of the day, but you're not going to fast the entire day. You're going to take a little bit just to acknowledge the Yom Tov and give a proper kavod to it by not fasting. V'chein b'tesva of shecholios b'erev Shabbos. Also, Tisha B'Av that falls out on Erev Shabbos, Tisha B'Av that's on Friday, you're not going to complete the fast. This is the opinion of Rabbi Gamliel, and it looks so this looks like it's a machlokas Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Yossi, but look how it gets a little bit stronger. V'tanya, we learned in a b'raisa la'achar p'tiras shel. So you probably have Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel in your thing over here, but it makes more sense to say it's Rabbi Gamliel. There's the Hagos with Sionim changes it to Rabbi Gamliel. The Yerus of Rashi is Rabbi Gamliel. So it's probably an error, and this is Rabbi Gamliel. After the death of and also chronologically doesn't make sense also, as we'll see. So after the death of Rabbi Gamliel, Nichnas Rabbi Yeshua Lahafres Devarav. Rabbi Yeshua entered to annul his words, to go against his opinion. Interesting, we know that Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Yeshua had a history a little bit, right? Rabbi Gamliel had Rabbi Yeshua travel on his day that was on his day that he had Yom Kippur. We had in Gemara and Brachos on Daf Chav Zayin and Chav Ches, where they asked with the Talmud who asked about Ma'ariv and Rosh Sarachova, which led to Rabbi Gamliel being deposed and ultimately brought back. So there's a little bit of a history with the Nasi and the Av based in Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Yeshua. Anyway, after Rabbi Gamliel died, Rabbi Yeshua wanted to annul this opinion. Omar Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri al Raglav. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri got up on his feet and he said, "Chozi anu debasa reisha guf azio." The way I see it, after the head follows, does the body go? That we follow the Rosh. And Rabbi Gamliel is and was the Rosh. Kol yom abso Rabbi Gamliel, all these Rabbi Gamliel, kavanu halacha kamosa, we establish halacha like him. Ach shavata mavakish levata devarav. So he says Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, Yeshua, ain shomen lacha, we're not listening to you. Shagvar nikva halacha Rabbi Gamliel. We pass like Rabbi Gamliel, don't try to change it. And nobody argued. No one said Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. No one had Rabbi Yeshua's back here. So this Brisa concludes that we hold like Rabbi Gamliel. His opinion wasn't uprooted. So you're going to tell me, and again, Rabbi Gamliel says you do not have to complete the fast Erev Shabbos. But Ula passing like Rabbi Yossi that you do have to. So what's shot over here, right? It's meaning. It's not just that we have a machlokas. We have a machlokas in Psak. How did Ula come along and paskin like Rabbi Yossi if in the generation of Rabbi Gamliel, again, Rabbi Yossi is a Talmud of Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva is a Talmud and contemporary of Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Gamliel. Well, no, he's not really a Talmud of Rabbi Gamliel, but he's a Talmud of Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Gamliel. So Rabbi Yossi is a little bit after. So the halacha should have already been established like Rabbi Gamliel before. So the Gemara simply says, B'dorosh Rabbi Gamliel, Avak Rabbi Gamliel, B'dorosh Rabbi Yossi, things change in Avak Rabbi Yossi. It's based on the generations. Okay. So the Gemara says, but the Gemara still has this problem. Like, U'b'dorosh Rabbi Gamliel, Avak Rabbi Gamliel, is that true that everyone paskin like Rabbi Gamliel, in regarding to this halacha, in the times of Rabbi Gamliel, is that true? V'hatanya, but we learned in Hebrew, so Amar Rabbi Lezer ben Sadok, that Rabbi Lezer ben Sadok said, Ani mibnei sinav ben Binyamin, I am of the Sinov family of Binyamin. Okay, so we'll need a quick introduction about the Karban Eitzim. So the Karban Eitzim is it's something actually that got a shout out in the daf recently in Megillah. The Karban Eitzim was a so from the times of from Ezra from by Sheni. So they're the different families. They didn't have wood for the karbanos for the pyre and a few groups of Kohanic families donated wood, and they were honored. Actually, it's interesting. You should implement this for the shul with an annual responsibility for that family to bring the wood. And there was a yom tov made for that family. It was a very big simcha for that family. So it was like a personal yom tov for that family on that day that they brought the karbana eitzim. So he says, and it happens to be the way that the sin of Rashi over here elaborates this, but the way that it worked out is there. When was the big yontiv? The 10th of Av. 10th of Av. So he says, Achas, so Pam Achas, one time, Chol Tisha B'Av Lios B'Shabbos, so Tisha B'Av fell out on Shabbos. V'dechinahu La'achar Shabbos, so we pushed off Tisha B'Av to 10th of Av. Right, it was a Tishrei of Nidre, and it was pushed off the 10th of Av. Wait, hold on, that's our holiday. V'hizaninu bo, and we fasted on it. V'lo hashlaminuhu, and we did not complete our fast. So everyone else was fasting, and the Bnei Sinov, right? The Bnei Sinov did not complete the fast that Tishrei of, because it wasn't really Tishrei of, it was their Yom Tov, and it was a Nidre. So now the Gemara says, hold on, take a look at this. Mibnei she yom tov shalanu hayah, because it was our yom tov. So now let's take a look at this Bryce and this testimony of Rabbi Elazar bar Tzadok. Tama de yom tov. The reason that they didn't complete the fast is because it was yom tov. Ha erev yom tov. But let's say in a normal year when Tisha B'Av was erev their yom tov. Mashlimin, they would finish it.
Right, go into the yom tov.
Yeah, right. Rabbi Elazar ben Tzadok gave a specific testimony. There was one year when it ended up being the fast of the where Tisha B'Av observed as calendars will say. Right, Tisha B'Av observed on the 10th of Av on our day, and that year we didn't complete the fast. Mashma, that in every other year. When Tisha B'Av was erev their day, they fasted the whole Tisha B'Av all the way till the end. And Rashi points out over here, and Reb Tzadok, Reb Elazar Reb Tzadok, is a contemporary. Where does Rashi say it? He is a contemporary of Rabbi Gamliel, and he even quotes a Gemara and Beis Rashi. I can't find it now.
It's right in the middle.
Which is the middle of this one? Okay. He quotes the Gemara in Beitza. Yeah, here we go. Yeah. Tamid Yom Tov. And he quotes the Gemara in Beitza where we say, Amar Rabbi Elazar ben Tzadok, Pamim Harbe, Nechnasti Achar Abba LeBeis Rabbi Gamliel. He says, many times I visited Rabbi Gamliel. I was following after my father into Rabbi Gamliel. So clearly they're contemporaries. And in the own time of Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Elazar ben Tzadok's Sinov of Binyamin family didn't, or they completed the fast, even if it was leading into the yontif. Amar Ravina, Shani Yom Tov Shel Divrayhem. Hold on, that's a rabbinical holiday. That's different. Right? We're talking about Shabbos here. You're telling me about your Karban Eitzim rabbinical holiday? No. Mitoch Shemis Anin Bo Shos Mashlimin Bo Aravios. Because on a rabbinical fast day, rabbinical holiday, you're allowed to fast what's called Misaneh Sha'os. You're allowed to fast a short amount of time. And on Shabbos, you're not allowed to fast a short amount of time at all, right? If you say, I'm fasting for, I guess, even 1 hour, a couple of hours, I'm fasting now, on Shabbos, you're not allowed to do that. On a rabbinical Yom Tov, you're allowed to do that. So we say over here, because you're allowed to fast, we're lenient about Misaneh Sha'os, so we also allow you to be mashlim the fast day up until the evenings. Shabbos, hova einis anin b'shos. However, Shabbos, you're not allowed to fast even a short amount of time, ein mashlim in ba'aravia, so you're not allowed to fast the evenings as well. So basically, this is not a proof, right? You can't tell me a halacha like, oh, do they really hold like Rabbi Gamliel? But look what Rabbi Elazar Bar Tzedok's testimony. No, Rabbi Elazar Bar Tzedok's testimony is not about Shabbos. It's not about completing the fast, even if it leads into Shabbos. It's about completing the fast if it leads into a Korban Eitz and Yontif, but that's not leading to Shabbos. Therefore, we have no reason to think that they were against Rabbi Gamliel's halacha wasn't kept at least Bedoro and Rabbi Yossi, but by the door of Rabbi Yossi, a generation and a half later, the general halacha, the psak changed, which is a fascinating point in its own right. Okay. Amar of Yosef. Rav Yosef says, Lo shamia li hashmaita. I never heard this teaching before. Wow, this is such an interesting chiddush. Rashi says, Dekava ula le'el halacha Rav Yosef. That psak, that halacha is like Rav Yosef. He said, I never heard this before. Amar le, so this is a very sad thing that we've seen a few times already. Amar le abaye atamart. You actually said it to us, Nehilan, you said it to us. And right, we saw this earlier on, I think, Daf Yud Aleph, and if you check the Masoret of Shas on Daf Yud Aleph, it quotes a whole bunch of sources. We have several in this Masechta, as well as a couple in Nida, and maybe Nedarim as well, instances where Rav Yosef got sick, and he forgot a lot of his learning when he got older, unfortunately, very sad, and a lot of times he didn't remember things, and Abaye, who's a Talmud of Rav Yosef, would remind him a lot of the things that he taught, and here's I think the second time we've seen it in our Masechta already, and it won't be the last. So Amar Leibai says, "Atamrat Nilan, you told it to us." Aha, Amrat Nilan, and you told it to us that the halachas like Rabbi Yossi in the following context, on the following brisa. Ein gozer tanis al tzibur rosh chodesh and v'chule. Remember what we've learned earlier, that you're not allowed to be gozer tanis on tzibur rosh chodesh and Chanukah and Purim. And okay, the Amrat Allah, and you stated on it, Amar of Yehuda, Amar Rav, that Rav Yehuda said in the name of Rav, Zu divrei Rav Meir, Shamar Mishum Rav Gamliel. That this is what Rav Meir said in the name of Rabbi Gamliel. Right? That's what we said, right? We quoted earlier, if you look at the Bryce above, Rav Meir said, this is what Rabbi Gamliel says, but even Rabbi Gamliel would be mode if those days you don't complete the fast. But this is the extended version that was not quoted above, that Rav Yehuda Marav said that Aval Chachamim Omrim, they argue with Rav Meir. Chachamim Omrim Misane Umashlim. And now over here, it's a machloket. The brisa is actually a machloket Rav Meir and Chachamim. So we have a Yachid and a Rabbim. We're going to hold like a Rabbim. So the brisa actually includes a psak that you're mashlim the fast, even if it leads into Shabbos. Meaning the brisa paskins like Rav Yossi. The same, or not quoting Rav Yossi, but the same psak, because this is the brisa is before Rav Yossi. Maybe it's around the same time, but it's a psak of Rav Yossi. So my lava kulahu, when we're just clarifying, when we say over here the Chachamim argue with Rabbi Meir's version of Rabbi Gamliel, that says you're mashlim, isn't it referring to all the points that were mentioned? Now just to remind us, the Brisa mentioned Rosh Chodesh, Chanukah, Purim, and then V'chein, also to Tisha B'Av, that's Erev Shabbos. So when the Chachamim argued and said, no, you are mashlim the Tanis. Don't they mean for all those cases, Rosh Chodesh, Chanukah, Purim, and Tisha B'Av that falls at Erev Shabbos? Where it says, no, Chanukah, Purim. No, it's talking about Chanukah, Purim, probably Rosh Chodesh too. But it didn't. But the V'chein at the end, that the Chacham didn't disagree with that. So really, everyone agrees, at least Rabbi Gamliel holds, that that you're not mashlim when it leads into Shabbos. Hachinami mistavra, and this is actually a very logical thing to say. This is if you're going to say akuluhu, that's talking about everything. Haboy mine rabba me rav Yehuda v'lo pashit le. The question was asked, Rabba asked from Rav Yehuda, and Rav Yehuda didn't answer him. And over here, this teaching was taught, Rabbi Yehuda Amar Rav said it. Right? This is Rabbi Yehuda Amar Rav, so it's Rabbi Yehuda. Meaning, if Rav Yehuda Amar Rav is referring to not just Chanukah, Purim, Rosh Chodesh, but also Erev Shabbos, Tisha B'Av Erev, that's Erev Shabbos, so Rav Yehuda knows the answer. This is not Rabbi Yehuda. Rav Yehuda knows the answer. So why is it that at the bottom of Mem Amud Beis, when Rav Yehuda came along and Rabbah asked Rav Yehuda, what's the halach? And Rav Yehuda's like, I don't know. What do you mean you don't know? We have you over here on record quoting Rav, commenting on Erev Shabbos that's leading, Tisha B'Av leading into Shabbos. But if you understand that, no. He was only, this Rav Yehuda Amar Rav is only commenting, saying the Chacham are talking about Chanukah, Purim, Rosh Chodesh. It's not the Shabbos case. Then Rav Yehuda Amar Rav never said anything about Tisha B'Av leading into Shabbos. So that's why Hachinami Mistavra. This is actually very logical to say such a thing, that Rav Yehuda Amar Rav was not commenting on V'chein Tisha B'Av that's Erev Shabbos. So the Gemara says, wait, hold on. Ulatamech, but according to your reasoning, Hod Darsh Marzutra Mishmeda Rav Huna, that Marzutra Darshan in the name of Rav Huna, Halacha Mis'ane Umashlim. The Halacha is that you fast and you complete the fast, your mashlim. Hobba Mine Rabba Me Rav Huna, but Rabba also asked from Rav Huna, Velo Pashala, he didn't answer it. But over here, we have a statement on record where it's quoted in the name of Rav Huna that you're mashlim. So Rav Huna does have the answer. So how does this make sense? So Ella, what must you have to say? Ha makmi deshama v'halabasar deshama. Rav Huna, we have Rav Huna on record giving a psak in this case, but over here we see Rav Huna was asked and he didn't know the answer. How do you explain that? Well, he was asked before he went on record giving a psak. He was asked, he didn't know, he heard the teaching, and then he's on record. So just like you could say that, Hachanami, so you could also say it with Rav Yehuda Amar Rav. So it's not a proof one way or the other, right? Hachanami, Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, Hamakmi Deshama. When you ask Rav Yehuda on Mem Amud Beis, you ask him, what's halakha? I don't know. He didn't know at the point. It's true. Hachanami, Hamakmi Deshama, Halabasar Deshama. And now over here, later on, at the bottom of Mem Aleph Amud Beis, so he learned it, and then he quoted the teaching in the name of Rav. That's where he heard it already. Okay, and just remember we mentioned that there's a statement on record, so we're just going to quote it now. Darash Mar Zutra Mishmed Rav Huna Halacha Masanin Umashlimin, that the psak is that we complete a fast Erev Tisha B'Av that falls out on Erev Shabbos Friday. We do complete the fast. It's a discussion in the postgame of is that a heter to or is it an obligation to? I think we posted that you would complete it if it would fall out that way. Hadron Alach B'Chol Marvin.
Please take.